Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The standalone dental insurance market continues to evolve, driven by shifting consumer preferences, regulatory changes, and growing demand for flexible coverage options. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Sam Melamed, CEO of NCD, a dental and health insurance company. Sam, so glad you could join us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
So, Sam, can you share the current state of the standalone dental insurance market amid regulatory disruption?
Absolutely. So the current state of the market is evolving constantly. Dental insurance on a standalone basis is uniquely positioned where it's regulated by the states. It's each coverage has to be approved in every state. But there are a lot of regulatory dynamics with CMS around Affordable Care Act and Medicare that also impact the size and opportunity of the market. So it's shifting quite rapidly.
Who are some of the key players in the sector and who buys the coverage and what do they like or dislike about it?
Interestingly, a lot of people in the standalone dental market are actually more pleased with their coverage than people in the employer market because it's much more bespoke. If you receive dental insurance through your employer, you generally have one option, maybe two options, and you got to take what you get. Whereas in the standalone market, which is generally either retirees or gig workers or people who are employed at companies that don't offer benefits, people have the ability to choose a bespoke coverage that really speaks to their needs. And so NCD, we like to consider ourselves a key player in the sector, and most of the other carriers are large Fortune 500 companies. You have United Healthcare, Cigna, Aetna, Emeritus, and Physicians Mutual are two good companies as well.
Is this regulated at the state or federal level, Sam?
So dental insurance itself is really regulated at the state level. If you want to have a dental insurance plan, you must file on a state-by-state basis. You have to comply in every state with the state's laws, and some states have loss ratio laws, some states have network filing requirements, and they all have rates and forms, and really every state is different. And so in order to sell dental insurance in any state, you have to have state approval. NCD partners with MetLife to build association dental plans that are available in 47 states. And so every state is going to have its own regulation. The federal government does not currently regulate dental insurance directly, but CMS in particular regulates the Affordable Care Act health insurance plans as well as Medicare plans. And those do interact with the dental market quite a bit. So on the Medicare side, when someone turns 65, they default into original Medicare. If someone stays in original Medicare, they often buy a Medicare supplement. In those cases, there's generally no coverage for dental care, for oral care in general. There is no dental insurance embedded in original Medicare. On the other hand, if someone elects to go into a Medicare Advantage plan, which is managed care, the Medicare Advantage carriers have a lot of flexibility to include additional supplemental benefits in their plans. And so many of the plans, almost all of them, in fact, have some level of dental insurance. On the ACA side, the CMS just recently changed the rules. They had a proposed rule that became final during the Biden administration that allows states to consider adult dental to be an essential health benefit. And so there's a lot more detail we can get into, but because of those two regulations, they have a drastic impact on the standalone market.
So then separating out Medicare and the ACA, how do you see federal regulations and market dynamics in each of those markets impacting the standalone dental market?
So speaking of Medicare first, you know, Medicare Advantage is predicted to be a growing portion of those who are in the Medicare eligible population. And as I mentioned, Medicare Advantage plans do have some flexibility to offer dental benefits. So what we saw before this past year, over the previous 5 years, was a run-up in the kinds of dental benefits that were embedded. If you think about it, when a Medicare Advantage carrier is marketing their plans, they want to appeal to seniors. And so using supplemental benefits outside of the core medical coverage is one of those ways that you can appeal to seniors to say you should buy our plan. And so we saw escalating value of dental benefits in these plans for really about 5 years. It was almost an arms race where carriers were competing to offer higher and higher value in their dental plans. And then last year was the first year where we saw a radical shift, and there was actually a great pullback in the embedded benefits. And it was driven by a few factors. The most significant one is just simply utilization. So when Medicare Advantage plans started offering dental embedded in their plans, utilization was very low. Many members were not really aware of what the benefits were. They were difficult to access. Often they were indemnity style where you had to submit for reimbursement. But over time, brokers and community workers were able to educate members more on some of the dental benefits that existed in their plan, and those drove up utilization. But further, over the last year, we saw for the first time in a while increased MLR in the Medicare Advantage space, where many of the publicly traded carriers were reporting in their earnings calls that they were actually losing money on every customer because of the increased utilization across the board. And so at the same time that the carriers were dealing with actual profitability on the core Medicare Advantage plans, they also had increased utilization of dental, and that led to a pullback. And it's quite early, so we don't really have clear evidence of this, but everything I'm gathering from my industry contacts is that this next year in the Medicare Advantage bids, there will continue to be a further pullback in supplemental. And so when you think about it, if you have a large market of tens of millions of people who are in Medicare Advantage plans, and they're used to having strong dental benefits embedded in those plans, and then that goes away, then that really increases the need for more standalone benefits, and it's a real tailwind. Now, pivoting to the ACA, ACA plans have always covered pediatric dental because that was one of the original 10 essential health benefits that was put into the ACA as a requirement that every eligible ACA plan must cover those benefits. However, adult dental was never considered an essential health benefit and therefore never really allowed to be mandated to be in that coverage, and therefore also not subsidized because it's not in the reference plans. So in the last administration, they passed a new law that stipulates that ACA plans are now allowed at the state's discretion to include adult dental. So a state could include adult dental in the ACA reference plans, and then all of those dollars that would go to pay those claims that would be part of subsidies would be covered by the federal government. So we haven't started to see that dynamic play out in the market yet. I believe it goes into effect in 2026, but states are already working on reference plans for 2027. But if nothing changes with the current administration, you can expect to see more dental coverage in ACA plans. And so you have this tailwind for standalone dental in the Medicare markets, along with a potential headwind in the ACA markets.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Can you discuss dental medical loss ratio regulations, Sam? What are they and why do they matter?
Yeah, so the Affordable Care Act included some medical loss ratio requirements for all health insurance plans that are ACA compliant, whether they are individual plans, small group plans, or large group plans. There's either an 80 or 85% MLR, depending on the size. That essentially said, we want to make sure that a majority of the dollars that are being paid in premiums are actually going to pay claims. And so the dentists and the dental lobby has been advocating for years to do something similar with dental coverage. And of course, the dental insurers have a somewhat different perspective that medical insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month. And so being able to administer a plan and pay claims and build a network and pay the brokers and do all the things you have to do, since there's a much higher top line revenue, there's more dollars available where 15% or 20% could cover administrative costs and include a couple points of margin. In dental insurance, because each plan might range from $20 to $60 or $80 per month, the formula is much lower. The formula produces much lower economics. So Massachusetts was the first state in the country to pass a dental loss ratio bill, and they passed an 83% MLR mandate a couple of years ago, and it just went into effect in 2024. And what we saw was a number of carriers immediately pull out of the market in the individual and small group space, because if you think about the administrative costs, if you have a group that has 1,000 employees, it requires one conversation with HR and with the CFO to pick the plan. And there's one administrative contact, and there's generally technology to support enrollment. But if you're working with a group of three employees or an individual who's buying coverage on their own, and every single group or individual needs their own conversations and their own customer support, it's going to be much more challenging to subsist on such a small portion of the premium dollars being available to pay administrative costs. So a number of carriers pulled out of the Massachusetts market. And right now in 2025, there's a number of states that have introduced a variety of dental loss ratio laws, including Connecticut, Kansas, Massachusetts has a couple of amendments, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Washington, and West Virginia. So these dental loss ratio laws will have a material impact, but will especially have an outsized impact on the standalone dental market.
Who is it that sells standalone dental, Sam, and how would they get started doing that?
So generally, there's very few people in the country who are really in the business of just selling standalone dental. For the most part, it's going to be insurance agents who are helping enroll clients and sell Medicare or ACA policies. So those are people who are having conversations with their clients about their overall health. And often the subject will come up, you know, I just retired, I lost my health insurance, and I lost my dental insurance, I'm 65, I get health insurance from Medicare, what do I do about dental or vision or some of the other coverages?
Now, I understand that your company is pretty highly rated by both Google and the Better Business Bureau. How did you achieve that status, and how do you maintain it, Sam?
Well, we do take pride in being the highest rated insurance plan administrator in the country. Now, we're not rated by Google or the Better Business Bureau. We're rated by our members who love our support model. And it really starts with the culture. You know, our mission is spreading the smile, and we want to love and take care of our customers in a unique way. We overinvest in our customer experience. One of the unique things about us is every year we manage our member care team to actually increase their average handle times. In much of the industry, there's a focus on efficiency and reducing handle times. Let's get people off the phone quickly. But we know that most of our customers are elderly, and in some cases, we may be the only adult they talk to all day. And so spending that extra time really building rapport is a big part of the secret sauce.
So how can people find out more about you and NCD?
Yeah, we are all over the internet. You can look us up. NCD.com is our domain. It's very easy to come to our website. People can also reach out to me directly. I'm at sam@ncd.com. I love talking to agents, brokers, customers.
Well, Sam, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
That was Sam Melamed, CEO of NCD. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.